What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this rainy Wednesday morning. We got a first place Phillies team. Phil's win last night, two in a row, first place. But what in the world is going on with Joe Girardi, who almost blew that game last night? And frankly, he's been a tremendous disappointment as the manager of the Phillies. We'll get to that. Sixers look like they're in great shape for the one seed. If you missed it last night, Brooklyn lost. So the Sixers now have a game-and-a-half lead on Brooklyn, really a two-and-a-half game lead because they already own the tiebreaker. They're closing in, and they're going to be the one seed. Eagles, more draft reaction. Great hearing from Landon Dickerson on this morning with Angelo. We'll get to it all. Certainly do so with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. It was certainly a big point of emphasis in Angelo's show this morning, and we would encourage you to call in on that ridiculous sequence last night by Girardi. Phil's almost lost the game because of it. What stood out to you? 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, bud.
It's been reported that Russian cosmonauts carried all sorts of weapons into space. Knives, machetes, pistols, shotguns.
Wait. What?
Yeah. Yeah. That's taking it a little far.
Alien fear?
You're in space.
Was it alien fear?
Not exactly sure.
They think they're going to get in a tussle with the Americans up there on the moon?
I think part of it was for reentry. You know, like when you come back to crashing to Earth in like your little pod, if terrestrial wildlife gets after you.
Okay, that's weird.
But still, you've got a shotgun up in space.
I don't know what to say about that.
Sounds very Russian cosmonaut-y.
Very bizarre. I don't know if it's as bizarre as what Joe Girardi did last night, though. I got to tell you, I've seen a lot of baseball. The not having the lineup card right thing, and I know it's different lineup card situation this year, you know, compared to past years. But bottom line is, and Girardi admitted it after the game, you didn't properly check the lineup card. So, you know, for those of you that missed it, if you don't know what went down last night. The Phillies, they get a very good outing from Aaron Nola. It's kind of the modern-day good outing, six innings.
Well, it wasn't a very good outing for Aaron Nola.
But it's six innings, one run.
He looked bad, and he figured it out.
It's six innings.
And he won the game.
It's one run. And that's a modern-day good outing. And so when it's time to go to the relief in the seventh inning, the pitcher the Phillies wanted to use, De Los Santos, unable to be used. He had been warmed up. He trots in. He's on the mound. They got to yank him out of there. Because Joe Girardi did not have – they just called him off in the minor leagues that day, that afternoon. Joe Girardi didn't have the lineup card set right. So now you got to do this ridiculous shuffle where De Los Santos is ineligible to play. I guess you're a man down in the game. You got to be. You got to bring in a different relief pitcher, David Hale, who's horrendous, by the way. The umpires give him forever to warm up. You look like – the whole thing looks like a farce. Let me put it this way. Let me just get right to the bottom line here. And I welcome everyone to react to 215-592-9494. The bottom line is this. Joe Girardi has been a major disappointment as the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. And by major, I mean major capitalized, italicized, underlined, major disappointment. I mean,
jeez.
I thought you disagree?
I think you're
Way
overreacting.
John, he didn't have the lineup card right.
I understand that. He was bad at proofreading last night. Oh. The things that he's done wrong this year, he's certainly owned up to. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, great.
I'm wondering about that. Like, it seems like I think your free passes for these little bloopers are all but gone at this point. Joe Girardi has not been the airtight manager that I expected.
Correct.
I guess that's a problem. That's a bigger problem in your eyes than in mine, because it's still very early in this Joe Girardi experience, and it's not fair to say, hey, okay, his first season was 60 games long.
I don't care.
His first season was a third of a season.
I don't care, John. I really don't care. I don't.
You know, he's still, at this point right now, he's coached 90 games. He's still in his first season.
So you're going to let him off the hook?
Career. I'm not letting him off the hook completely. I'm saying, I don't get it. I thought this guy was airtight in a lot of ways, but I've been disappointed in some of his decisions.
Okay.
And I do think that I have concerns. Like, wait a second. Maybe he's not the great legendary manager when he doesn't have Yankees to be coaching.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that has crossed my mind.
Okay.
But to be saying, hey, Girardi is a disaster, Girardi is embarrassing, that last night was such a technical snafu. That was a weird, you know, like the computers printed it wrong. He gave the right card to the opposing manager. It was just very convoluted in the way it's been, you know, reported on. It sounds like he didn't proofread every card.
He
proofread some cards.
Correct. That's what
I'm not
going
to say he's a bad manager because that happened. I think I can tell you this. I don't expect it to happen ever again. I appreciate that he takes personal accountability for all of these little bumbles. And there have been a lot of little bumbles.
There have been.
Which I see what you're saying. I understand because I feel it too. I thought he was in a lot more infallible than what we've
seen.
We
thought we were getting a top five manager in baseball. I mean, let's be real.
And he has not been.
No.
But that doesn't mean he's not a great manager. That doesn't mean he can't turn into the guy that we thought we were getting.
I don't want turn into.
It's so early.
I don't want turn into when it's the guy's, I don't know, like 11th or 12th year as a manager. I want B.
Okay. It's not his fault. It's not his fault the bench is so bad. It's not his fault the bullpen was so bad last year. It's not his fault this year Roman Quinn is so bad. Roman Quinn, who wraps his hands around the bat when he bunts it. Are you kidding me? Is that Girardi's fault too?
Yeah, it's part of it.
Is it Joe Girardi's fault that Andrew McCutchen is seeing the, you know, fighting the battle that everyone loses against Father Time? That's not his fault. Is it his fault that Alec Bohm makes great contact every swing, but the ball somehow goes directly at a defender 95% of the time?
That's not his fault.
No it's not his fault. No. I appreciate that he's got David Hale to work with. I mean, that's horrendous. It's 90 games. He's managed the Phillies now for two-thirds of a regular season. That's the truth.
Well,
one
half, if you want to say 90 games. Yeah, 162. Yeah, a little more than a half. Yep. Close to two-thirds. Look, here's the deal, man. And this is the thing that aggravates me, John. Because I know, like, you know, it's a little thing here, and it's a little thing there, and it's a little thing here. I mean, at some point, these little things add up. And to me, when they added up, was already in the rearview mirror. I already had Joe Girardi in my crosshairs of aggravation and disappointment prior to last night. Then you get last night, you have a lineup card that's not right. I mean, let me just go through this, Jen, because I put together a little list. Things that have stood out to me with Girardi and why I believe, you add it all up, he's been a major disappointment as the Phil's manager, because I really thought we were getting like a big-time adult here, a top-five manager in baseball, and I'm assuming John Middleton's paying him as such. I mean, Girardi came from New York, 10 years there, made the playoffs most years, all that stuff. All right, you got the lineup card last night. Ridiculous. And let me just say this. I would sum most of this up, most of it, with one word: sloppy. Most of what I'm about to say is going to fall under the category of sloppy. Lineup card last night, sloppy, unacceptable. The second mound visit, a couple of weeks ago, where the Phillies had to take a pitcher out because Girardi went to the mound for the second time that inning for the pitcher to be talked to, which of course is against the rules, had to take him out. Sloppy.
Yeah.
Defense. Sloppy. Like, I know it's a different time with Corona. I understand that. But there,
that factors in.
But there was a spring training. I mean, you know, there is an opportunity to do, I don't know, infield practice, outfield practice, where to throw the ball to practice.
But think about the first week of the season. We were saying this team was well-prepared defensively,
but
that they were making the right decisions. That's coming out of spring training.
Sloppy.
I think they were taught
sloppy
the right way.
I got
and now that's
John,
fallen by the wayside.
John, I watched the Phillies, and you and me and James, we all watch, you know, all these games. Sloppy base running. Now, in the moment last night, is it Rhys Hoskins' fault? Is it the first base coach's fault? Or is it Joe Girardi's fault that Rhys Hoskins gets thrown out at second base? All right, it's primarily, in my opinion, Rhys Hoskins' fault. The ball is in front of him. It's down the left field line, just like it was a couple weeks ago when Harper got thrown out at second, when it was right in front of him as he's nearing first base to round a second, and Harper gets thrown. Like, that is primarily the runner's fault. I get that. But it does come back to the manager on drilling these guys down, and I would say being harder on them. See, I think one of the things that really stands out to me with Girardi that frankly has been shocking to me, given the era of baseball that Girardi came from, which was the late 80s into the 90s, which I think was a tough era where managers were like little generals out there. They really were. And I thought, and I guess I thought inaccurately, that Girardi was bringing some, generalship to the Phillies organization and to the clubhouse and to the dugout and by extension onto the field. And when I hear him talk post-game, now this is me, when I hear him talk post-game, I hear a manager that is consistently going easy on the repeated mistakes of players. And, John, I would cite, I know you're saying, well, is it Joe Girardi's fault that Roman Quinn doesn't know how to bunt? I would say yes, actually. I would say yes, it is, because here's the thing. I could tell really early this year, watching these games this year, that Roman Quinn couldn't know how to, doesn't know how to, he does not know how to bunt. And given his speed and his inability to actually hit the ball with normal type of contact, and it was nice he got a hit last night, like, to me, it was obvious, at any point in past years, but I'll just focus on this year, that Roman Quinn should be in a cage squaring up to bunt. I mean, if it were me, if I'm Girardi, I'm telling him to do it 250 times a day.
Yeah, like Ben Simmons free
throws.
Per
day.
Yeah.
Because that's the number one way for that guy to get on base.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his – I mean, Roman Quinn last night, two mistakes. One, he's got his hand wrapped around the bat. Two, he's basically trying to run through the strike zone as the ball is coming in.
Running while bunting.
Yes. So if I'm Joe Girardi, and this stuff was all seeable weeks ago. I see that, and I grab him and say, yo, Roman, your ass is about to be off the team. And the only way you can stay on the team is to buckle the heck down.
Mm-hmm.
And let's drill down on some fundamentals. And I sense that do I really know exactly how he handles it in the clubhouse? No, but I know what I hear in him postgame. He sounds light on the guys postgame. John, I've just been – haven't you been disappointed in him postgame?
Listen, I agree with you. He is awfully soft with these players.
And I didn't expect
that. But think about where he's coming from and think about the fact that Brian Cashman, the Yankees GM, said – he couldn't connect with younger players, and that's part of the reason he's out of here. He's of the old guard, and these young guys, he can't relate to them. I think what happened was Girardi said, all right, they view that as a weakness of mine. I'm going to correct that, and I'm going to become a better manager, and he's bringing that with him to Philadelphia. I am concerned with the kind natured comments after all these mistakes.
Yeah.
But I do believe that's coming from somewhere where he thinks that's the right way to deal with this team. When we talked to Larry Boa down at spring training and he said, I got to change my whole mentality to deal with these younger guys because it's different. You can't yell at them. You can't do it the way we used to do it. I think Girardi is grappling with this new age of baseball where the players don't take to that kind of coaching.
And, John, that's probably true, but I'll give you a different ing word. You say he's grappling. And I agree with you. He probably is. He's probably trying to shift on the fly his approach. He's grappling. He's also failing. He's failing. I mean, the Phillies should be better. And they play a sloppy brand of baseball. They're in first place. And look, it sounds bizarre because they're in first place. Like, Joe, what are you talking about? They're 15-15. I mean, they're in first place because the division is underachieved. The reality is the Phillies play a sloppy brand of baseball. I think a lot of it does go back to Girardi. Look, John, and I said this, and we went through it a couple weeks ago. I was extremely disappointed. This is a whole different issue. I was extremely disappointed when I thought Girardi did not have the team stand up for Zach Wheeler when Ronald Acuna down in Atlanta punked him. You know that bothered
Acuna.
Me. Acuna punked him.
Yeah.
You know that bothered me. I talked about
and
it
that
then.
Was,
I mean, and then there's the whole big elephant that no one ever even talks about, which is that last year the Phillies missed the playoffs and the Marlins made it. You can tell me it's 60 games. You can tell me it's 7 games. You can tell me it's 125 games. I don't care. The bottom line is this. The Phillies missed the playoffs. The Marlins made the playoffs. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And
yeah, that
I
hurts.
And I expect it more.
I thought did
we
too.
I thought we were getting old school. I thought we were getting tough. I thought we were getting attention to detail.
I did too.
I thought we were getting an adult in the room. I thought we were getting someone when mistakes are happening. You know, listen, I'm not saying you got to be Woody Hayes, okay? But there is something to be said, especially a guy, by the way, you know, came from New York, the whole deal, drill down on the little things and try to push a franchise that has not made the playoffs in 10 years across the finish line. Now, we're not at the finish line yet. It's only May 5th, but I feel I'm right to say that he's been a major disappointment as the Phillies manager. And frankly, I'm shocked about it. Look, we'll see where everyone stands
too.
At 215-592-9494. I mean, I really want to hear from people. Those that were at the game last night, you watched it on TV, you listen here on WIP on the radio. I mean, that moment when the seventh inning's about to start, when the Phillies have to change pitchers because the pitcher they designed to go to is ineligible to play because he's not on a lineup card. He's on one. He's not on the other. Girardi didn't check it. And then, like, yeah, you're right, John. After the game, good for Girardi. He always says, my bad. That's on me. I take that. Well, how about not having to say that line anymore? How about actually doing it right
but you don't have
to explain why you did it wrong?
Don't you think that's where he's headed? Like, I'm positive.
Not really.
I'm positive he won't make that mistake again. I think he's been accountable all throughout. Yes, I am disappointed with the results so far, but I'm positive that he's tinkering with this thing, making sure that he will know how to get it right. And I have confidence in that.
I mean, I'm
disappointed, but I don't think it's the sky is falling. I think this guy's good. He's proven that in the past. He's so widely respected for a reason. He will figure this out.
Look, we'll see. He's a great guy. Obviously, you can tell he's a great guy. I respect him, baseball guy, the whole deal, the playing career, the managerial career. Like, you respect him. You like him. But, man. I am so underwhelmed with Girardi to this point. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. And frankly, I'm shocked. I mean, and I'll just say this, and then in the calls. God forbid if it were Gabe Kapler making these mistakes. Because if Gabe Kapler made the kind of mistake that Joe Girardi made last night, it would be a defining aspect of his tenureship as the manager of the Phillies. Mm-hmm. And I would say most of us around here have had a tremendous double standard based on the reputation they walked in the door with how we reacted to Kapler compared to how we react to Girardi. Girardi has been worse than Kapler. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, I don't even think it's close. Girardi's had a lot more to work with talent-wise than Kapler did. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Colin in Washington Township kicks us off. Hey, Colin.
Yo, what up?
Hi, Colin.
What's going on, Colin?
Man, so last night I was lying in bed, and I was, like, planning out my call to say we need to fire Girardi. Something Ruben Amaro said this morning did reel me in a little bit when he said that Craig Counsell's actually made the same mistake twice this year. And
I know.
A couple other times.
It's different. I know.
So I guess it's not quite as hard, but it still seems rather ridiculous.
Totally.
And you are – And like I said to you guys before, when what was the other terrible? Oh, when he forgot how many mound visits he got lucky with that being a Friday, and then the play at the plate, and then an Eagle story. But he has made some absolutely bonehead decisions. I have been massively disappointed.
I mean,
Colin,
I still don't know why. Like a week ago, he walked the go-ahead runner, intentional walk, put him on first base. If a guy doubles, the fills are down. Now the guy didn't double. The guy, the pinch hitter hit a home run. But why are you putting the go-ahead runner on first base when it's the eight-hole hitter? Why are you doing that?
And it was Aaron Nola.
It was Aaron Nola.
Pitching.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he has definitely been a massive disappointment. I mean, it has only been 90 games or whatever, and it's tough to judge last year with everything. But, man, he needs to do a whole lot better, or he's going to start really losing some of that leash that we've given him based on that prior reputation.
And I hope some of that leash is being lost right now. Like, that's what I'm advocating. Look, Colin, I'm not saying fire him. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we all better have, and the Phillies organization better have, their antenna up to the fact that Girardi's got to sharpen up here, man. I mean, let me tell you this, and Colin, appreciate the call. John, I was at a banquet 2 years ago. Girardi had been hired, so I guess it's like a year and a half ago. Time is, like, totally lost on me right now. But it was after Kapler.
You're not the only one. Believe me.
So I guess this is probably around January of 2020. It is pre-pandemic. huge ballroom. It's over in Jersey. It's the Philadelphia Sports Writers Association banquet. I talked about this the day after on the show. There was all sorts of great stuff there. And, you know, basically the Philly sports writers are honoring the best of the best of Philly sports. I guess it's from 2019. So you got a lot of dignitaries there. I think Jay Wright was there. But I think Couturier was there. There were some lesser known athletes, college athletes, runners, tennis players. Like it's just, it was a great Philadelphia sports banquet. Prominent people, less prominent people. So Girardi hadn't managed yet, but he's there. And this is the first time I'm seeing Girardi in Philadelphia. And Girardi was one of the last people to speak. And when he got up, it was one of the most, it really was one of the most unbelievable things I've seen in a while. Because he had sat there and listened to the stories of, let's just say, 10 or 15 different athletes, most of whom aren't famous, okay? And he gets up, and with no notes in front of him, he looks at this person over here. He goes, I know, let's look at Sam. Sam's a great college athlete doing X, Y, and Z. Look at Susie over here. She's a tennis player. Hey, look at Sean, Flyers, Sean Couturier. But he goes through like 10 straight people, no notes, has everybody's name down, and has their story down. And he does like two lines on each people. Hey, this person's inspiration. Hey, this person. And I'm sitting there. This is the night Angela got honored, by the way, by the Philly sports writers. That's why a bunch of us were there. And I'm thinking, wow, this is impressive. This is a touch, and this is attention to detail. Because I listened to the same speeches. I didn't know Susie's name. I didn't know Sam's name. I knew Sean Couturier's name. I didn't know all the other people's names. He listened. And when he got up there, he spoke from his heart, and it was great. And I thought, wow, what an upgrade for the Phillies. And here we are about 15, 16 months later, and I'm like, where's that? Where's the attention to detail?
Mm-hmm.
Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. We're going to get into the Landon Dickerson audio. He spoke with Angelo this morning. Great hearing him talk. We'll get to that and much more. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, do you agree that Girardi has been a disappointment? Maybe you would agree with me, a major disappointment to this point.
He has been, but I'm not concerned. And I think he's in the process of working through this. It's been a slump. No doubt.
It's been a heck of a slump.
But I have confidence he'll work through it.
Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. And he should start the next time Roman Quinn's able to hold a bat by saying, hey, Roman, get in the cage. 250 bunts today. Get him down. And then we'll talk to you about
Maybe you can't deal with guys like that anymore.
Well, then you're failing. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.